Freddie Gray's death uncovered appalling, unaddressed poverty and neglect. In the days following his death, the world learned, maybe even Baltimoreans learned, that parts of the city were sinking under the weight of ill health and community-killing mass incarceration. Gray lived in a part of the city with more offenders and ex-offenders than any other part of the state. A city study of neighborhood health found Sandtown Winchester with a life expectancy 4 or 5 years lower than in neighborhoods scant miles away. Government has done virtually nothing satisfactory in response. Into the vacuum steps the Johns Hopkins University and the Johns Hopkins Health System. Since April, the world-renowned system has been listening to Baltimoreans with ideas. They have come forward with an array of responses. The university and its health system propose to address issues not just in Sandtown, but in many other city zip codes where the unemployment rate is 10% or higher, 16 of them in all. The numbers represent an immediate financial commitment. Of the $135 million Hopkins budgets every year to certain construction and design contracts, 17%, or $23 million, will be directed to minority and women-owned or disadvantaged businesses. An additional 60 employees will be hired from these disadvantaged neighborhoods. The goal is to boost the total by 50%, from 113 a year to 170 or so. The local initiative also plans to spend $6 million more with local vendors, up from the current level of $56 million. The importance of this announcement lies in its magnitude, but also in the system's track record. Hopkins is world-class for a reason. It addresses complex, deep-seated medical mysteries every day. It aims to do something similar here, putting its reputation on the line.